Welcome back to CBS Radio Theater, live from downtown Portland, Oregon. Our next adventure takes you deep into a world you just might recognize, though you might find it's not as brightly lit. CBS Radio Theater presents AZ.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Undead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the zombies. Life. AZ.
Days before a ship of the dead washed upon the Ross Island shores, the island leaders voted to acquire more medical supplies. Supplies lost during the submarine incident. Mary, one of the few leaders on the island, cast the deciding vote, sending the woman she cares for into hostile Zed Corps and the long-abandoned Oregon Health and Science University. The future has never been more uncertain as Alan and Hanan lead a small group into OHSU.
Tell me again why we're not just hiking up the road to OHSU. There is nothing here for any Zed to nosh on.
You were one of those wheatgrass and granola types before it all went down, weren't you, Warren? What do you know about Zed?
I know how nature works, Hanan.
What you know about nature could fit on the clearance shelf at Whole Foods. Ain't nothing about these things natural.
You don't know that. They don't eat animals. They don't spread disease. They don't ravage the soil.
Hey, Tori Amos. They will ravage the meat off your hippie bones if you don't shimmy your ass up this tram tower. It's going to be a hard enough day as it is.
That's my point. That's my point, Alan. We're going to need all the strength we got. And getting from here to OHSU by climbing the tram tower is a bad way to conserve that energy.
Fine. You walk, we'll shimmy. Sound good?
Oh, I like it.
What?
No, I like it lots. Warren, you go ahead and shout out when the undead that didn't leave for fertile ground say hi. So that way Hanan and I don't miss the show.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't think. You also don't get a vote. You follow my lead. And if I get bit, you follow Hanan's lead.
Whatever.
Whatever gets you sent back to the camp with your bong between your legs, Warren. And last dibs on whatever we bring back. Yes, sir, gets you first crack at the last miracles of modern medicine in a 50-mile radius.
Yes, sir, Hanan, sir. Ahoy, Captain Allen. All hail your orders.
Shut up. It didn't even make any sense what you just said. Don't be a little girl about it. We figured you'd love this detail. Rock climbing, great outdoors, real hippie crap. Now open the door and get in the tower. Oh! Knock first. Jesus
what?
Christ.
We're gonna intrude on people living in the pipe?
Maybe if you stopped hitting the pipe, you'd have a clue what you were talking about. Zed'll moan if they sense something they want to eat. And a knock on the door means room service. And then we know not to go in.
All right, look, sister, it's like this.
Being a lesbian doesn't make me your soul sister. Save it for your earth mother.
Okay, I get it. I'm the dumb, dirty hippie. Why do you need me so bad?
Well, you got a broad shoulders for a tree hugger. So we got to carry a lot of stuff with us on the return trip. That's where you come in. Plus, you've been skirting enough real work on the island, so you're paying that back as well. And now you're going to have to eat a little crap. You're a rook. That's how the rookie thing works.
Rookie.
You'll thank us later, red shirt. I mean, if you live.
That ain't funny, man.
Oh, sure it is.
No, it ain't, dude. Every time you guys go out, maybe a third of you come back, and I am actually wearing a red shirt.
And that's why it's funny. Knock.
I don't hear anything.
I'll give it a minute. Takes Zed a while to answer sometimes.
You know, that messes with me. Why does Zed wait every now and again? Sometimes you're like, brah.
Dude, knock that off.
And he doesn't even sit up to get a taste. And other times, it's like you're whispering so quiet, you can't even hear your lips move. And brah, teeth all up in your skin like nom, nom,
okay,
nom.
Okay, good one. You scared the new guy. Mission accomplished.
I wasn't trying to scare you. I was trying to educate you.
All right. I don't hear nothing. It's time to move in. Hanan, you watch the rear. I got point. Warren, you get between us. No guns unless you're point blank and you got no other recourse. This tube's too narrow to start bouncing rounds off the walls.
I don't have a gun.
Then I wasn't talking to you, was I? I doubt you'd know what to do with it anyway. It's not like you can smoke a bowl out of it.
Okay, We brought an extra 45 just for you, but you don't get it until you absolutely need it.
What if you guys aren't alive to give it to me?
Well, at that point, the one gun ain't gonna be enough to save you.
Shh. Wait. I hear something. Above.
I don't hear anything.
That's because you're talking. Shut up.
All right, there it is. Great.
Dude, what? There what is?
That's probably about 100 feet up. Hanan, on three, I want you to point the flashlight straight up. I'll have the rifle ready.
There goes the easy start. Count it off.
I don't hear anything.
One.
Wait, what? What happened to don't shoot unless
two,
you...
Two.
Wait!
Three.
See? Nothing.
Okay, maybe Cheech was right.
My ass. Look. Shadow's moving.
That's just you moving the flashlight around, trying to creep me out.
No, it isn't. I'm telling you, Alan, something's up there.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Look, if you're uptight, I've got something that can take the edge off.
Shut up, Warren. We're not going to take a break for smoky treats before we go hunting zombies in a tram tower. We're going up nice, slow, and careful.
Shouldn't we kill the flashlights?
No point. Light or dark, if it's Zed, they're going to smell us coming. Don't need a light for that.
And if it isn't Zed?
Don't be stupid. Let's go. Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
How is it still, alive? I mean, it's just hanging there.
Brain must still be intact.
Oh, dude, gross. The noose is pulling its neck off.
As long as the brain is still whole, the Zed still lives or whatever.
Oh, but why would you hang one? I mean, I know we're a savage species, but couldn't you just shoot it?
No bullet wounds.
Plus, no sign of fighting either. At least not with the living. Plus, look how it's dressed.
Gondola driver?
That'd be my guess.
I bet I know it happened.
Really?
I bet he helped as many as he could get away from, you know, the things.
Yeah, he looks real heroic.
And then when he was done, he was all like, I am not coming back as one of those things. And so he, you know, like...
That is actually not bad.
That's a lot of loyalty for about $10 an hour.
Well, some people are just wired that way.
So we just keep moving, right?
No. No, we finished what this poor bastard couldn't.
Look at you getting all sentimental, Alan.
Hey, a lot of things have changed, Anon. How a man should die ain't one of them. And dangling in a steel pipe until his head falls off? That ain't right.
Whoa! I thought bullets are scarce, man.
They are. Come on.
Anon? G.I. Joe's a little twitchy. You sure you guys don't want to take the edge off just a little?
There isn't enough weed in the world to calm that boy down. Save it for yourself. You'll be where he is soon enough, if you're lucky.
All right, Hanan, where's the rescue gear?
In the control room. You just strap on. Shut up, Warren.
I'm starting to like the little stoner.
Bite me. You strap those there, clip that onto the line, and you go hand over hand, hauling ass, literally, over the city.
Dude, we are way high up.
Oh, you're not afraid of heights, are you? Red shirt.
Stop calling me that. It isn't funny. And no, I'm not afraid of heights. I just didn't notice before now.
Except for the hordes of undead swarming the people we left behind.
Oh, don't get dramatic. She asked you to stay. You could have.
She was being nice and selfish. She knew I couldn't stay there with her and be cool with it. No one else in that gravel pit knows the hospital as well as I do. That's not even saying much.
You could have been selfish, too.
Mary's got other things to worry about now.
Dude, I want to go first.
What?
This looks sort of badass. Let's go. Besides, it's freezing up here. I'll bet the hospital's got, like, hot cocoa and coffee and, you know, stuff.
I'm starting to think the little stoner's got balls. All right, Warren, take point.
Not that I should have to tell you guys, since you can hear them coming out of the ground like dandelions from hell. But don't look down. You can probably guess what you'd be looking at.
I don't know. This is kind of awesome.
All right, just keep moving, man. We're almost there.
I'm going to look down.
Is that what I tell you, Anon? Check it out. It's growing a pair. Hey, Warren, you still sure that walking was a good idea?
Oh, crap.
Oh, wait, what? Warren, what is it?
Jesus Christ.
Damn it, I can't look back. Anon, can you get an angle? What the hell's going on?
I don't see Jack. Warren, what is it?
Blow us in the yard. I can see where the last gondola crashed. Oh, my God. They're still down there. They're staring at us.
Jesus. Is that it? I was just starting to think he has some balls, too.
Why are they just staring? How do they know we're up here, man?
I told you. Brain still ticks, Zed still clicks. A big-ass crash ain't enough to kill the walking dead, even from 800 feet in the air. Dude, how they know we're here?
Dude, how the hell do they know we're here?
Well, they can't frickin' fly, Warren, so they aren't a threat. Keep moving. We're only a couple hundred feet away. Jesus.
It's okay, Warren. Don't think about it. Just keep moving.
I am not a pussy, Hanan.
Just keep moving, Warren. Damn. This place is trashed. Not that I was expecting clean halls, but still, damn.
It still smells like a hospital, at least.
Ugh, how is that a good thing? I hate that smell.
Because it doesn't smell like a slaughterhouse. Jesus. It's not a lot of bodies, either. People tried hiding out in hospitals, didn't they?
The talking heads on TV were all like, if you couldn't get out of Portland, you were supposed to stay at a hospital or a police precinct.
You'd think there'd be more bodies. Not that I'm complaining. Less bodies means less said.
Or more.
Or that, yeah. Crap.
Whoa. You mean this whole hospital could be some undead nest?
We'll make the run and be back on the island in no time.
Well, no, I think we should really talk about this potential nest of the undead thing,
relax.
Dude.
Relax! They don't work that way. They're not ants or aliens or whatever. Trust me, we'll see them if they're here.
This sucks. I can't believe I'm in on this. Ben would be here with you and Miss Rambo over here if he hadn't bought it in that submarine. Tweaking ass, tweaky, stupid tweaker. Dude, I'm gonna make it to Savi. Like he knew one island from another.
Whoa, wait. What did you just say?
Tweaking ass, tweaky tweaker.
Bitty, bitty, bitty.
No. No, the part about Savi Island.
What? Oh, yeah. Ben would talk Yang about these people he knew on the other island. They'd hook him up or something like, you know, after deals or whatever. He was a tweaker, man. I figured he was talking the bugs under his arms.
What else did he say?
I don't know, dude. I wasn't listening. I just said I thought he was talking to imaginary crabs under his arms. I mean, it sounds sort of dick to say, but I'm kind of glad he bought it. I just think it sucks that he got that one chick and her baby all caught up in the mix. Tell the truth, the chick might have gotten the best out of the deal. Imagine being a baby and having to grow up in this hell.
Shut up!
What?
Just stop talking! That baby is probably the luckiest thing alive on that island.
Are you sure that's all Ben told you, Warren?
Dude, she just told me to stop talking. Ow, ow, Jesus! Easy on the arm!
Is that all Ben told you?
Yeah. It is.
All right, from now on, you keep your memories to yourself.
You really need to get high, dude.
Hey, you need to get moving.
Lights! Lights now!
What is it?
Up there, just past the ER desk. The debris blocking my line of sight.
Warren, shine your light at the ER desk.
Here.
I still can't see anything.
Jesus, red shirt, you can't even aim a friggin' flashlight correctly and you wanted us to give you a gun?
Dude, stop calling me that.
Wait, stop. Wait.
Oh, crap. What was that?
All right, calm the hell down, Warren.
I think I saw it.
Warren, keep your light up.
Dude, what was that?
We're gonna find out. Okay, Warren, calm down. Warren, are you calm?
Okay, I'm calm.
Good. We're moving in closer.
What?
Something's not right.
Hanan, slow down. You're too far ahead.
In there, just past the ER desk, in the staff lounge. I think someone's alive in there.
Now that ain't possible. Look around.
I know what I saw.
Great. Come on, Warren.
Hello? Anyone? We're here to help.
What in the hell is she doing?
Well, if Zed was here, he'd be on us by now. She's fine.
Hello? My God. God. Alan. Warren, it's okay. I found a survivor. It looks bad, though.
Infected.
I can't tell. Doubtful. Looks malnourished. Virus would have killed him by now if he was infected. Hey, we can help you. Are there more of you hiding?
It's not a stray cat, Hanan. Back up.
I bet that dude could use a joint right about now.
Hanan?
Not like this! No, please, no!
Hanan?
I won't become! I won't!
Hanan!
Alan, please! Don't tell Mary what happened. Don't tell her what happened to me.
I won't.
Whoa! Dude!
This isn't up for discussion, Warren.
You fascist jarhead!
Are you out of your mind?
Look, dude, you said Zed don't bleed.
He don't.
Then what's that?
Oh my God. His body is bleeding.
Oh, geez, you gotta be kidding me.
Maybe I'm not a chicken.
Get up. We got to run like hell.
But what if I turn?
Okay, if I start to look yummy, then shoot yourself in the head. Come on.
So, what was that back there?
We're about to find out.
Oh my God, stop. Stop. There's dozens of them.
They're just standing there.
We ain't got enough bullets.
Go, go, go.
They can run. They can run.
Move your stupid ass, Warren.
I can't.
Warren.
Nothing. I can't run that fast. Nothing's that fast.
Move, damn it.
I'm going to hell.
Oh, God. Warren.
He bought us time! Move!
Alan, Zed can't run! What the hell is going on?
Don't know, don't care, run faster!
I know where we are!
What?
Past that staircase! First set of doors on your left!
Oh, God. I dropped my light.
I know where we are.
I can't see anything and it stinks in here.
I know.
Where are we and what happened?
You're in the morgue. You woke up the ghouls. That's what happened.
Eddie?
What in the hell?
Eddie, are those real people?
Not sure yet, Becca. Now, you there. Say something.
That damn propane tank out of my face.
Yeah, they're real. Not very bright, though.
See, Eddie, I told you there was rescue coming. I bet it happened all over town.
Rebecca, you never were the smartest striper on the floor.
Why are you talking to me like you know me?
Because I'm the nurse that detailed you to this wing, remember?
Nurse Hakeem?
You were a nurse here? I thought you worked in a gift shop or something.
This is the morgue, Alan.
What?
Where the dead people go. Or went.
Nothing personal, Rebecca. I just figured that, you know, if they were already dead, you couldn't screw it up too badly.
Okay. This one's brighter than LeMann is, at least.
Hey!
Well, I appreciate the company. I gotta figure your visit any kind of a rescue mission.
No, we're here for something else.
Well, I don't remember actually offering you anything.
Excuse me?
I need to know what you're here for before I sit down and just have this little post-apocalyptic picnic here in my morgue.
Look, there's a survivor camp on Ross
Island.
We need
drugs.
To the point. I like it. I need drugs, too. That's why I lied my way into this job at a hospital and morgue.
Are you some kind of junkie or something?
How about this? Let's have ourselves a seat, have some lunch, we'll have a little story time.
And the hospital full of super zeds or whatever?
It's a morgue. Smells don't get in, smells don't get out. You might as well be invisible. So let's get a couple of granola bars, maybe a soda or two. You can convince me why I should let you have what I got.
What we got, Eddie?
Yeah, what we got. Almost forgot you was there, Becca. Tell you what, go get us some lunch, why don't you? And that's when you decided to come to OHSU? Why didn't you try this place first?
I had a different idea of how this should go, and this place didn't figure into it.
Not to speak out of turn, but whatever this plan was, it sounded like it sucked hard if this was your backup.
You're not speaking out of turn. Jody, Ben, James, Warren. Jesus, I nicknamed him Redshirt for the love of Christ. Why did I think that was funny? They swallowed his guts whole, and I was joking about
Alan.
It. It's like I don't even remember what I was trying to do with this.
Alan! You were trying to help the camp.
Yeah.
Is he okay? He seems really high strung.
Well, baby, it is the apocalypse. Look, man, I'm no Mensa candidate myself. When people were getting out, I holed up in this morgue with a candy striper and a metric ass load of pills. It took about a week before I realized that I'd also need food and water. By then, whatever was left in the building had trashed everything.
What are they?
We don't know.
And we do know you don't have to head shoot them.
What?
Chest, junk, neck. You don't have to hit their heads off. Anything will drop them.
Yeah, it's like killing a human. They're faster, meaner, louder, but they're easier to take down.
Yeah, when they're not swarming you like ants at a picnic.
Jesus, Warren.
You know, what I was saying is this. It's time for me to go. And I don't know, maybe I can make up for some of the crap I pulled before this all went down. Basically, I'm trying to buy my way into heaven with a couple pounds of penicillin. You got people on that island that need these drugs? I got a need to live somewhere that ain't a damn morgue.
Honestly, you might be better off not following my lead.
Fine. Follow mine.
What?
How many meds you got?
I could probably fill about 2 backpacks full.
You think you can carry them?
I'd rather not.
She'll do it. She's got a strong bag.
Eddie!
Start loading, Rebecca. Okay, we can't let whatever this kind of Zed is out. We have a hard enough time dealing with the stupid ones.
So what are we doing?
I'm gonna do what every disgruntled employee has always wanted to do. I'm going to blow this place up.
I admire the sentiment, sweetie, but blowing things up might be a little beyond our means.
Oh, Northwest Natural Gas is going to help. You done yet, Becca?
Almost. We're going out there?
We're going to kick open these doors. I'm going to go left. You're going to go right. You'll go two hallways down, take a left, take the very first set of stairs you can, straight down. Alan, you and Eddie are going to snap off the nozzle of every single gas pipe you can find and turn the thermostat all the way up.
What about the runners?
That's why I'm going left. I'm going to scream and make as much noise as possible. I'm already dripping blood like a bastard, so they should be plenty distracted. I'll meet you in the basement where the main gas valve is. Eddie, you bring your propane torch.
Why are you doing this?
Because you won't. Becca, you ready?
Wait. Hanan, are you sure?
Get them out of here before this place goes. Mary needs those meds. Me, she doesn't need so much. So if you screw this up, whatever parts of me are left are going to get up, find you, and eat you. Eddie, can you handle a gun?
Actually, no. I just drove the packages.
I can.
Really?
I grew up in St. Helens. What?
All right, you cover Eddie and me.
But I'm already carrying the bags.
We go now.
Wait.
Come and get me, you bastards!
I dig her.
She ain't your type. Move.
Oh, Jesus. Do you think they got her?
Make sure the safety's off and keep looking. All right, shallow breaths. I don't need you passing out.
I'm carrying all the bags.
Sorry, buddy. Becca can be a bit of a whiner.
I don't think they're following her.
Keep moving, damn it.
Which hall are we supposed to go down again?
Crap, I forget. Don't you people work here? Where do we go?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
They're here.
Light them up!
I think this is it.
Go then! Becca, get behind me! Go! Go! Hanan! Hanan! This is the garage, right? Hanan!
This is where we should be.
Where's Nurse Hakeem?
Hanan! Damn it!
I got her. She's in the back corner by the elevator. She's spinning the gas main wide open.
Can I put these down now?
Nope.
Alan, grab the rope hanging off the side of the garage door. Kick the hitch open and pull.
Are you okay?
Pull it open just enough for me to roll under. I'm going to check for Zed.
Are you okay?
I'm bleeding like a stuck pig. Now pull it open already. That door is not going to hold. Stop. There. I'm going under. It's clear. Move your ass.
All right, come on. Go. Eddie. Becca, go. I got the door.
I'm clear, Becca.
Put the coming.
I'm clear, Alan.
Go.
Alan, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sorry, guys. I forgot I had a gun for a second there. I probably could have shot a couple of them or something.
It's all right. Okay. Who here's got a good arm? Because obviously I don't.
Well, I used to throw papers on my bike when I was like 12.
Good. You got the propane torch anyway. Light it.
But it's daylight out.
Shut up, Candy Striper. Light it. Huck it in the biggest window you can and make sure it goes in.
This was your plan?
All right, here goes. Yeah.
Crap.
Now what?
Back up.
Nothing's happening.
I see your mouth moving, but I can't hear you, darling.
I'm getting up now. Watch out for the glass.
I always watch your ass.
Glass! Watch out for the... Whatever. If you cut yourself, I'm not putting a Band-Aid on it. Nurse Hakeem?
Call me Hanan.
Hanan, let Rebecca take care of that on your arm.
Hey, I detailed her to the morgue wing for a reason. I'll clean it myself. Alan, I saw something.
What? What did you see?
I know how they happen.
They happened?
The fast ones? I know. I saw for a split second while I was running.
Hey, guys.
What did you see?
Hey! Guys. Listen.
Great. Coming from 5 and 9 o'clock. Damn it.
We gotta go.
Where are we going now?
Haul ass to the tram tower.
Becca, give me one of them packs.
And give me the other.
We're coming home, Mary.
Don't move a muscle. Coming up, some exciting scenes from our next broadcast. You're listening to CBS Radio Theater on AM 970, The Talker. AZ, Preludes Part 2, No Mercy. Directed by Aaron Duran. Story by Aaron Duran, written by Bobby Roberts. Music by Kristen Holovnia and Akira Yamoka. Engineered by James Robinson. With Bobby Roberts as Alan, Lisa Wood as Hanan, Cable Hashitani as Warren, Dan Clark as Eddie, Megan Sky Hale as Rebecca, all cast as ghouls, all cast as various zombies. You've been listening to CBS Radio Theater on AM 970, The Talker, brought to you by Viso, more of everything good. Stay tuned for Musicology with Kristen Bowie and Adam Thompson, coming up next on most of these CBS stations. For everyone here at CBS Radio Theater, this is Rick Emerson saying good night, and don't forget to dream.